Jack and Bismarck, I don't know who all we can hear me or who all we can see. All right now, all we can see is Grand Forks.
Good. This is Mark Nisbet in Grand Forks, North Dakota, principal manager. I have Jim Thorson with a credit manager and sort of a customer service specialist if any questions in that area would come up. I think as those people talk in the other areas, the cameras should switch to them. So Fargo, maybe if you want to introduce yourself.
The beauties of technology.
Can you tell if they're there? Or?
I can't. But
we had seen the Fargo group earlier, so I had high hopes they'd be there. Okay. And Minot is on as well.
Can we hear from Minot?
Yes, Kathy Oz with Xcel Energy, Community Relations Manager in Minot, and then I have Don Trueblood, who's the Electric Operations Manager here in Minot, and then Dan Rudy with the Minot Daily is also here.
Hello. Good to see all you. Hi, Dan. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and go back to Grand Forks one more time, Steve suggests.
Okay. And again, I'm Mark Nisbet here, and we don't have any attendees other than the two of us who are Xcel Energy employees.
Okay. We'll wait one second here for Fargo. Are any of the technicians in Grand Forks able to help with that, Mark?
It didn't sound like it. I'm going to call to Dave on the cell phone and see if he can.
After we get them on, then we'll go and do the introductions in Bismarck as well, and then we can get rolling.
Okay.
You know, Mark, this is going to be tough for the UND-NDSU rivalry if we don't get NDSU online here pretty quick.
Well, it might be tough for all of us since the guy doing the presentation is in Fargo besides, so. Yeah, we don't see or hear you. Your technician should see if they can log you in. They're seeing both Minot and Grand Forks, but you guys haven't come up for the commissioners yet.
Grand Forks and Minot are both online.
I'm not sure what that question means.
I've got the name. Did you try calling our technician, Cheryl?
Yeah. Can he give the Bismarck?
Did you call this guy? And what did she say?
All right. Sounds good. Dave will do a little more checking then, he said. He's got a technician with him, and they're seeing if they can't solve the story.
Okay. Well, what's the protocol here, Brian? We pretty much need to wait for Fargo.
Mark, can you hear us?
I do now.
Can anyone hear us from the Fargo site?
Yes, we can hear you in Bismarck.
Okay. We can hear you in Minot.
There we go. Okay, and you have no visual?
Correct. Oh,
there we go.
Now,
hey.
Now we do.
Yes. Okay.
How about Grand Forks?
Well, yes, we see you, Dave, so.
Okay. It looks like everyone's on board, so we'll go ahead and kick it off here. Again, my name's Julie Fedorchak. I'm a commissioner, and all three of the commissioners are here in Bismarck, unfortunately, thanks to Mother Nature. I was supposed to be with you fine folks in Fargo tonight, and Commissioner Kalk was going to be up in Minot, and I believe Commissioner Christman is still planning to get to my not tomorrow, and Commissioner Kalko is going to be in Grand Forks tonight. Sorry about that. So we will go ahead and do some introductions here in Bismarck with the rest of the staff, and then we'll have a few opening comments if any of the commissioners care to, and then we'll kick it over to Fargo for the presentation from Dave. So in the room with us in Bismarck, we have Mike Diller, Sarah Cardwell, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, Jerry Lean, Patrick Fawn, and Steve Call. And then we have our other commissioners. I'll go ahead and let you guys introduce yourself.
All right. Thank you, Julie. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. Just thanks, everyone, for coming out tonight. I don't know if we got members of the public tonight, but that's the big thing is to get public input. I'm glad to see Dan is there from Minot to maybe cover this a little bit, maybe if he has any questions. I've been through this before, so I look forward to the presentation from the company. And I'm sure, Dave, you'll lay out some of the ground rules. The only thing that I had a question on, make sure you cover, Dave, is just the protocol you want for questions. If you want us to hold the questions till the end or kind of, you know, ask them as they come up. But other than that, just thank everyone for coming, and I look forward to doing this today at 7. And then tomorrow we'll do the same thing at noon, and we'll just continue to move forward. So thank you, Julie, and thank everyone for coming out tonight.
Was there an answer to that question regarding, or, okay. Well, Randy Christman here, and I too am looking forward to the presentation, learning more about the proposal. And I don't know if others are listening in. The rooms look fairly empty, but I guess for the concern of the public, I think I speak for all the commissioners, and at least myself, I certainly come here with the goal of keeping rates as low as we reasonably can, but with the recognition that there has to be enough money to make sure that service is able to be provided in a safe and quality way. So I guess that's what we're here for, to figure out what those rates ought to be to provide that correct balance. And I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Just to add to the comments of my colleagues and set the stage here a little bit. I'm not sure if there's public members in Fargo or not, but Xcel filed this rate increase in December, and in January, the commission approved interim rates of 8.05%, and I believe those are subject to refund if the total increase is lower than that. So that's where we're at right now. This is our first public input meeting. We'll have another one tomorrow. And I would echo the comments of Commissioner Christman that our goal in approaching this is to maintain the high quality, reliable service that is as affordable as it can possibly be for the North Dakota citizens. So with that as our goal, I think that we can go ahead and kick it off to Fargo for the presentation from Xcel. Hopefully we didn't lose them.
No, we're here.
Okay.
Well, good evening. Thank you, Chairman Kalk, and thank you, Commissioner Christman and Commissioner Fedorchik, for the opportunity to provide some brief comments about our rate application. It's good to be here. Our thoughts are with the victims of the Boston bombing this afternoon, but we'll give you a fairly brief presentation here. It's about 8 minutes long, but I think it might work best to have questions afterwards so that we can work through the material first. As North Dakota's largest electric utility, we serve about 90,000 electric retail customers in and around the cities of Fargo, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. And we take seriously our role to provide reliable, safe, and low-cost energy to help power the robust economy in this great state. And as a company, we work hard to be involved in and supportive of the communities that we serve. Now, advances in electronic equipment, increasing automation, and more sophisticated appliances have really changed our customer expectations about their electric service. But even with advances in energy efficiency, consumers depend on electricity in more ways than ever before. Along with that, environmental concerns, new renewable technologies, and greater access to supplies of gas are impacting how we produce electricity today. So our industry continues to change, and Xcel Energy is making sizable investments to modernize and reconfigure our power system so that it can both meet the higher expectations of our customers and comply with increasing regulations. I'd like to take just a minute to be more specific about the electric rate request that we filed with the Commission in December. Our case is based on financial projections that show that our overall 2013 revenues will be about $16.9 million short of what is needed to cover our costs to provide electric service. And the resulting rate request is a 9.25% increase overall, or about $7 to $8 a month for the typical residential customer. And by state law, the company is allowed to collect most of the requested amount while the case is being reviewed. So in February, a $14.7 million interim rate increase went into effect. It will remain in effect until final rates are approved and implemented. This interim amount is, however, subject to refund if the Commission's final order is for less than the interim level. The Commission will hold hearings in late August to compile and review the evidence in the case. Now, what is causing this revenue shortfall and the need for higher rates? Well, put simply, it's the significant investments that we're making to ensure that we can continue to supply the power our customers need and maintain a strong electric transmission and distribution system in four of North Dakota's largest cities. In particular, we're preparing our three nuclear power plant units located in Monticello and Red Wing to not only be able to safely provide around-the-clock emissions-free energy for another 20 years, but also to increase our nuclear capacity by about 5%. In addition, we're expanding and modernizing our delivery infrastructure, and these are the towers and poles and wires and transformers and switches that are used to move power across the grid and ultimately to homes and businesses in North Dakota. And you should know that as we make these investments, we do so with an eye toward being as cost-effective as we can. For example, in 2000, we merged the NSP system with two other utilities headquartered in Colorado and Texas to form Xcel Energy, and we did this to consolidate corporate and other fixed costs, to share best practices and improve our operating procedures, and to enhance our purchasing power for fuel, materials, and supplies. And we're proud of the relationship that we have developed with our distribution materials supplier, Border States Electric, headquartered here in Fargo, to lower the cost of construction materials throughout Xcel Energy's eight-state operations. Over the years, we've also developed a diverse energy supply portfolio, which we wouldn't trade with any other utility. Our energy comes from a remarkable balance of coal, nuclear, natural gas, wind, hydro, and biomass resources. And this diversity helps us to manage supply risk and price risk, and it prepares us well to comply with future environmental regulations at a lower cost and impact on energy bills. And over the past 25 years, our nation-leading efforts to curb on-peak electric use and help customers conserve have helped avoid the costs of building 10 mid-sized power plants. And that has saved billions of dollars. While those efforts are impressive, it's the day-to-day performance of our North Dakota employees that contributes the most to making our electricity a good value. They're hardworking, innovative, and involved in the community, and I'm proud to say they often lead company-wide operations in performing their work safely and efficiently, particularly when storms, ice, and floods wreak havoc on our infrastructure. This is part of the reason why our distribution system in North Dakota is the most reliable within our NSP system. A North Dakota customer is without power less than 76 minutes each year on average. Now, while we build on this performance by upgrading our system, we're keenly aware of our need to keep electric rates competitive for the economic health of our service territory. We fully understand that we play a key role in helping North Dakota businesses compete regionally and on a global level. And we know that energy costs are an important part of household budgets as well. Each bar on this chart represents the average residential electric rate in each of our 50 states. The green bar to the left is North Dakota. Its average rate is the third lowest in the country. The red bar next to it reflects Xcel Energy's average residential rate here in the state, and you can see that we stack up well. But let's take a closer look at overall rates right here in North Dakota. This chart shows the average rates, overall rates, for each utility operating in the state, and that includes municipals, cooperatives, and investor-owned utilities. Again, Xcel Energy is the red bar, and in spite of the sizable investments that we have been making and that we are making today, we are holding our own in one of the lowest cost states in the country. In the handouts that are available at each location, you will see a chart of our rate history in North Dakota, and it shows that while our rates have moved upward, when you look over the long term, which is in this case about the past 20 years, you see that we've been able to hold our increases below the rate of inflation. And I might add here that on this chart, we've even included our current rate increase as well, and we still remain below that rate. And you won't find that kind of historical price performance with food prices, housing costs, medical or education costs. The bottom line here is that the decision to file a rate application is never taken lightly by Xcel Energy. But ensuring that our rates match up with the level of investment is critical to securing affordable financing for these large investments that are needed to ensure reliable and safe power. And certainly, getting to a constructive outcome in this case will help to temper the frequency and size of future cases. We've been providing electricity in North Dakota for over 100 years, and in the pursuit of providing good service and remaining in compliance with various federal and state regulations, it has perhaps never been more challenging to keep rates low. But as we have for the past century, we commit to our North Dakota customers that we will continue to meet your energy needs in the most cost-effective way that we can. So I thank the commissioners for the opportunity to provide some background and some context to our application, and at this time we would be happy to take any questions that there might be. Thank you.
Are there any questions in any of the locations?
Dave, would you maybe walk through who's participating in Fargo? I think we just had employees there, but if there are any of our customers there, would you let us know?
Yeah, we don't have any customers on hand here in Fargo. I might just let each person introduce themselves. We'll start with Corey here.
Corey Kimley, area engineer for North Dakota.
Brad Siliason, distribution operations, construction, design, maintenance manager. I'm responsible for the state of North Dakota.
Terry Thorstenson, account manager. I work with most of the large customers in the three cities.
Seb Simpson, Briggs & Morgan, legal.
Excellent. Good to see you all, and sorry that I'm not there with you. All right, do we have any questions from Dan in Minot? You'd probably be the most logical person with questions.
Transmission cost recovery, why was a tariff approach chosen as opposed to a fee? Or is it?
Dan, this is Dave Cedar. This is Dave Cedarquist. Yeah. We filed a tariff in this case, which is intended or designed to recover specifically transmission investment. The tariff is getting to be a fairly common tariff these days. We've got one in Minnesota, South Dakota as well. I'm not sure about our operations in Wisconsin, but the tariff, the transmission rider, it's called, allows us to recover the cost of transmission investment in sort of a real-time fashion. So as the project is being constructed, we are able to earn a return on the construction costs, which helps cash flow, and then we no longer then would need to include those costs in a future general rate case. So they help the company with the timing of recovery of those large investments.
Thank you.
And we just had a customer, I believe, walk in.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Want to sign your list?
Yes.
All right, welcome, sir. We just completed the presentation. Xcel Energy made their presentation in terms of why they are asking for this rate increase, and we're just going around to the various locations and offering people a chance to ask questions. Does anyone else have any questions to ask tonight?
We do have a question in Fargo.
Okay. Go ahead, Fargo. And if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, too, as you ask the question, that would be helpful.
James Kiefer, Wheatland, North Dakota. Are these power companies supplying multiple sources of electricity, or is it basically one source, one customer?
I'm not sure I understand your question. You want to try and restate that, or?
Okay. I want to know, like Xcel, they have one source delivering to the customer. They don't have multiple sources and backup lines. Quick question. We're involved with Otter Tail, and we're within 2 miles of one of their lines.
Okay.
And they don't want to double their lines on their land. They want fresh land. It's back up to increase the reliability, but our Cass Rural Electric is underground, and they have very high reliability. That's my question. Are other companies attempting to increase their reliability by adding more sources?
I don't know if I can comment on that. I don't know if I know the answer, or perhaps we can visit afterwards. And
your name is?
I'm Dave Cedarquist.
Public Service Commission.
I'm with Xcel Energy.
Oh, you're with Xcel?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Perhaps we can visit, but I'm not sure I can answer your question. I'm not sure I'm understanding it.
Well, I'm pretty much a ground zero start.
Okay.
So just about anything you could say will be appreciated.
Well, it sounds like you're not an Xcel Energy customer. Is that you're in a different service territory?
There would be access to and Xcel. The procedure of getting a rate increase. What's the justification and stuff like that? Inflation is probably a good example.
Well, as I described a little bit earlier here, we are investing heavily in our nuclear power plants right now because we are relicensing those plants for an additional 20-year period. They were initially built in the early 70s and were able to operate for a 40-year period. The license ran out, and now we have gotten a new license to extend the life of those plants another 20 years. So we are investing in the plants to be able to do that, and also to increase the output capacity of our Monticello plant. So that's a large chunk of this rate request. The other part of it that makes up a huge majority of the request is the investment that we're putting into the transmission and distribution systems to serve North Dakota. We serve the cities of Fargo, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. And so we're expanding and upgrading substations, transmission lines, and distribution lines. And that's putting upward pressure on rates. So that's the primary reason. And yes, there are costs of business going up as well, inflationary costs, labor costs as well.
The substations to those big transmission lines, those are federal? That's a question.
No, most of them aren't federal. We own some. Other companies own some of the transmission lines that feed the, our North Dakota sewer.
Yeah, the Iron Dairy.
Yes.
Those are owned by power company.
Yes. Yep.
I was misled that they were so expensive that only the government.
No. Really? No.
So when you put additional substation in, that's an expense to you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we are currently involved in a rather large regional transmission project that you may have heard of, along with 10 other utilities, called the CapEx project. And those are very long and high voltage lines extending all the way from, you know, Wisconsin to North Dakota. So no, utilities do own those lines.
Do they share the load?
Yes.
Grid? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Geez, you know, because I'm out there where there's a transmission line every couple of miles. And it seems strange. But, you know, you can imagine a substation is very expensive.
Yes.
Millions?
Can be, yes.
Oh, okay. It's too expensive, that's why.
Well, they're very expensive, and that's part of the reason why we need to come in for rate relief.
All right, James, thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate you making the trip in and participating in the public input session. Do we have any other questions at any of the locations? Hearing none. I do want to emphasize again that the whole point of these meetings, these are the public input meetings. These are not the formal hearings that we'll be having later in August. This is just a chance for members of the public to come forward, express their concerns, ask questions like James and Dan have tonight, and get answers straight from the company. Anyone who has an interest can attend this similar type of session tomorrow afternoon at all three locations: Fargo, at the 1600 University Drive North, in Lebedev, Brian, help me out, NDSU man, Lebedev Hall, 171, Grand Forks Abbott, 119, and Minot, at the Minot State Memorial Hall, room 324. Again, that'll be at noon tomorrow for public input sessions, and then the formal hearings will be held the end of August. Have I missed anything? Randy, Brian, you have any questions or comments?
I don't have any questions at this point, but I will say I appreciate James coming in and hopefully maybe we'll have some more good questions tomorrow and proceed with the case.
This is great.
Brian?
Thank you. Echo Randy's comments. Thanks. I did have a question, and like Julie said, this is not our hearing. Our hearing is in August, but Dave, we've got Dan's up there from Minot. But is any of this rate case going to be from the flood recovery cost from the previous flood? Like the last rate case, we had about $1 million that went toward Minot flood repair. Is any of this numbers now in this case going to go to Minot flood recovery?
Much of the $1 million that was recovered in our last case was were annual one-time expenses during the flood. However, there were a lot of things invested in Minot, transformers, meters, those kinds of things that we place into service and then they depreciate over time. So this case has costs that are related to those investments that were made a couple of years ago in Minot.
Okay, well, they're not going to be any, you know, line items like we had before in this case.
They're pretty much baked into the rate base or the net plant service now.
Okay.
And are treated like other plant costs would be.
And then one more, Dave, just for general knowledge, could you give like the Reader's Digest version of how an investment in Minnesota and a nuclear plant benefits a resident in Minot?
Well, sure. Our system, the XL Energy electric system, is an integrated system. So the NSP system serves customers in five different states, and we plan that system as an integrated system, as one large service area. When we plan whether we're going to build the plant or if we're going to buy power, when we plan transmission infrastructure, we do it on an integrated basis. And so all of the states share in the costs of that integrated system. When we file rate cases, we allocate portions of the generation, the transmission infrastructure to each state. For Xcel Energy, the majority of costs are recovered from Minnesota customers. About 90% of our NSP Minnesota company is recovered in Minnesota, and about 5% is recovered in each of North and South Dakota.
Commissioner, what I would also say is, I don't know if we're picking me up in
yep,
Grand Forks, but our customers benefit because of that low-cost workhorse. That's a base load plant. Have run oftentimes 18 months straight between refuelings, low-cost fuel. Part of that diverse mix that protects us from some of the potential volatility that we're seeing in the market and other energy sources. So again, it would be hard to justify building a nuclear plant just based on our customer number that we have in North Dakota. But by being part of that larger system, our customers do benefit from that low-cost, no-carbon type of fuel source that we have with the nuclear plants.
Okay, perfect. Then I had James, I know this is Xcel's thing, but James, you and I have talked before about some of your concerns with Otter Tail Power and some of their transmission. So I'm not sure if that discussion is kind of what you're trying to ask Xcel, if they had to do with any of the projects around your area. And my understanding is the stuff that you and I have talked about in your area wouldn't have really any tie into Xcel that I can imagine. So I don't know if that was what your questions were, James, or if it was just more general knowledge about the company.
Just a general knowledge about the company.
Okay, thanks, James. And that was all that I had. Just thanks, Xcel, and I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything to add for the good of the order tonight? Excellent. Well, thanks for showing up, everybody, and we'll see many of you back here tomorrow or at one of the various locations tomorrow at noon. Thanks a bunch.